Good morning. We'll call this meeting of the House Special Committee on Fisheries to order. The time is 10:05 a.m. on Tuesday, April 20th. Members present at this time are Representative McCabe, Representative Vance, Representative Story, Representative Kreis Tompkins, Speaker Stutes, and myself, Representative Tarr. Please let the record reflect we do have a quorum to conduct business. As always, we would ask members to please silence cell phones and pass notes via the committee aide, Thatcher Brower. Thank you for your help today. Also want to thank Shannon McCain, our committee secretary, and Tom Raymond from the Juno LIO for their support. And we're still working with the remote recording secretary, trying to identify ourselves when we speak to help them with that. We have one item on today's agenda. That's House Bill 64, Fisheries Development Association and Assessments. This bill has been heard before, so this is our second hearing on this bill. And Ms. Perman, I believe, is here to present this legislation. And then after Ms. Perman's introductory comments, we have Forrest Bowers, Division Operations Manager from Alaska Department of Fish and Game online, Nicole Reynolds, Deputy Director from the Tax Division, Dana McKay, Administrative Service Director from Alaska Department of Fish and Game online as well. Welcome, Ms. Perman.
Thank you. Good morning. Through the chair, I'm Sarah Perman. I'm a staffer to Representative Stutes. As the chair mentioned, this is the second time you've heard this bill. Last time we gave a brief intro as well as walked through the sectional analysis, and then we invited in public testimony and responded to some of the committee members' questions. Today, I'm just going to briefly give you a quick recap of what the bill does and then walk you through the amendment for the bill. This legislation, House Bill 64, allows for the establishment of regional fishery development associations, which are associations which help to get new or developing fisheries off the ground. I guess ground is sort of a funny term when it's aquamarine. But they allow for anything from doing the stock assessments, et cetera, to the management to get these fisheries off the ground. And the bill also allows for these established associations to elect to levy a management assessment tax on themselves and on the fishery product in order to fund the operations of this fishery. And that goes from their own internal operations to anything with the Department of Fish and Game, such as stock assessments, biomass studies, et cetera. That's the quick and dirty of it. And just to briefly talk about the amendment that is offered today, if that's the will of the chair.
Thank you, Ms. Perman. Why don't we just hold off on 1 second and see if there are any questions before we do that, if you don't mind. Any questions from committee members or any questions again for the folks online? We have Forrest Bowers, Nicole Reynolds, and Dana Mackey. Any questions for those folks? Okay, then why don't we go ahead and entertain the motion for the amendment by Speaker Stutes?
Madam Chair, I move Amendment 1 to House Bill 64.
I will object for discussion, and this is 32-LS0293/B.1. Ms. Perman.
Through the Chair, thank you very much. The first part of this amendment looks at page 2, and currently the way that the bill was written, it said the commissioner shall approve the establishment of these regional dive fish associations, or sorry, regional developing fishery associations. And we thought about this a bit and said, you know, we really just do not want to tie the hands of the commissioner, so the commissioner may approve the establishment is the language we changed in there. The next part, this is lines 5 through 19 of the amendment. After having a conversation with Phil Doherty at SARFDA, this is the Dive Fisheries Association group, we chatted a little bit about how it has worked for them. And one recommendation he said in terms of doing an election to either establish a tax or change the levy of the management assessment tax, they do an election each year. And in the past, it's all been it's been a ballot by paper, and they said you'd really like to see it brought to the 21st century. They have done that for their statutes already, but recommend to do the same. So this allows for the electronic transmittal of ballots within the association, so somebody can fill out the ballot, scan it, email it back, and that can be considered in the elections process. And then, let's see, line 20 of the amendment, this is page 11, lines 26 through 27, delete the Department of Environmental Conservation. As the bill is written right now, it's based off of, like I mentioned before, it's based off the SARDFA statutes, where their annual operating plan had to go not only through Department of Fish and Game, but also through Department of Environmental Conservation. And that's because their fisheries, they frequently have to monitor for paralytic shellfish poisoning. And because that's part of the plan, DEC has to be involved with that. In this case, several of these fisheries are not dealing with anything related to PSP at all. And so we thought, okay, this is just an extra burden for DEC to have to be involved and say yay or nay on something that they don't have their hands in at all. So we removed the Department of Environmental Conservation from the overview of the annual operations management plan. And then the last section, the last portion of this is lines 23 and 24 of the amendment. Actually, page 1, lines 23 and 24 through page 2, line 2, is just redundant language. If you look at page 11 of the bill, the sentence beforehand says the exact same thing. This says, the Department of Fish and Game shall develop an annual operating plan with the cooperation of Regional Fishery Development Association on or before a date specified by the Department of Fish and Game. The second sentence says the exact same thing. The Qualified Regional Fishery Development Association and the department shall cooperate with, and the Department of Environmental Conservation shall cooperate with Department of Fish and Game in development of an annual operating plan. It's redundant language, and speaking with the legislative legal drafter of this, that we opted that language can in fact be removed. So just clean up. And that sums up the entire amendment. So.
Thank you, Ms. Perman. And I'm just wondering, on that last point, I have one question, because I saw this come up in the bill on invasive species as far as sort of like jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. And so this wasn't written in that way where it's, you know, in one sentence it's Department of Fish and Game has to do this, and then the other sentence DEC has to do it, so that like both of them get that directive.
That's not my understanding of how
okay.
this is.
Okay. Any questions on the amendment? I'm sorry, that mask is really funny. Any questions on the amendment? Okay, I'm not seeing any. I'm going to remove my objection. Is there any other objection to adoption of this amendment? Seeing none, then the amendment is adopted, and that brings the bill back before us. Any other discussion or comments on the bill? Representative McCabe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I'm just still very concerned about the fiscal note and the machinations that the fiscal notes seem to go through. On one hand, they say that there is no money, that they will envision no money, and then it's indeterminate. And it sounds like in one spot on the first fiscal note, it says, it is unknown how many associations will form and if their members will elect to pay the assessment tax for management of the fisheries. Well, what if they elect not to pay the assessment taxes? Is the department still going to manage the fishery? That's of a concern to me.
Okay.
So the fiscal notes are, that's what I'm hung up on this bill. I think the bill itself is a good idea. I'm just hung up on the fiscal notes.
As the bill sponsor, do you have a comment to that,
Speaker Stewart? I do. These fisheries won't take place unless they are self-assessed. There is no responsibility of the department to maintain or develop these fisheries without their self-assessment.
Well, so I think what I hear you saying then is if, say, there was a, what do we talk about, hagfish fishery, and there is no a developing fish association, then there would be no season and no and a limit. You just can't catch hagfish and sell them then, right?
These are for new developing fisheries, right?
Commercial fisheries.
Correct. You are correct.
Okay.
And again, Representative McCabe, we do have Nicole Reynolds, Deputy Director of Tax Division. I don't know if you want to direct the question towards her just to, like, check in and see what they say, or And then you do have the Division Operation Manager, Forrest Bowers from Department of Fish and Game, and the Administrative Service Director available for questions.
Madam Chair, if they'd care to comment, that would be awesome.
Okay, that'd be perfect. Mr. Bowers, why don't we start with you, just from that management perspective, to if you could speak to Speaker Stute's point on whether, you know, a fishery would actually be, you know, if that would happen without the self-assessment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this bill is directed at, you know, new and developing fisheries where the Department of Fish and Game does not have adequate funding to conduct a stock assessment and determine what sustained yield harvest would be. And so Representative Stutes, Speaker Stutes is correct in that, you know, the fishery would not open unless we had a means to determine what a sustained yield harvest would look like, and that's typically done through some sort of a stock assessment survey, and so that's what this bill is trying to do, is to generate funds from the fishery to manage the fishery. So no stock assessment, no season, no fishery.
Any follow-up, Representative McCabe?
No, thanks.
All right, wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Bowers. Appreciate you being here today. Any other comments from committee members? Representative Christ-Tompkins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A question for the department. It looks like there's not an effective date in the bill. So how soon, if this bill passes this session, how quickly will this be a reality for Alaska fisheries? Do you have to go through a reg drafting process before an RSDA has to be formed? How soon can we expect to see this as a new option for Alaska fishermen?
Mr. Bowers, I think that was directed towards you.
Through the chair, Representative Christ-Tompkins, I don't believe this adoption of this bill would require any follow-up regulatory action or drafting of regulations. The current bill that's in place dealing with the dive fishery associations does not have any associated ADF&G regulations. Now, I can't speak to the revenue side, what they need to do, but on the ADF&G side, the language in the statute or in the bill that would become a statute is what we would work from. So I don't believe we would draft any regulations associated with this. So from the ADF&G side of things, you know, this would be, we could implement this as soon as folks approached us and asked to form a fishery development association.
Thank you. And possible to ask the same question of revenue?
Sure. Ms. Reynolds, if you're available still, we'd appreciate your response to that same question. And if you need Representative Christ-Tompkins to repeat, please let us know.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can hear you great.
Great. For the record, my name is Nicole Reynolds. I'm the Deputy Director of the Tax Division at the Department of Revenue. The department does not anticipate needing to adopt any regulations. So as soon as the bill, if it is passed and signed into law, I believe without an effective date written into the bill, it would go into effect 90 days after it was signed into law. And so as soon as the bill became effective, we would start administering the tax if the regional association voted to assess a tax.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Reynolds. Appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Any other committee comments, or Ms. Perman, any closing comments?
None from me through the chair. Thank the chair, you. None from me. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for being responsive to all our questions, and that's reflected in the amendment. So thank you for your presentation. If there are no further questions or comments from committee members, then we could entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 64, Work Draft 32LS0293/B as amended with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Okay, seeing no objection, then House Bill 64 will move from committee. If we could please ask members to stick around to sign the paperwork. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. We're going to have a floor session on Thursday, so we will not be meeting on Thursday. And that was a presentation on transboundary mining issues, which we're very interested in getting an update on, and you know, with changes in federal administration, seeing where that work is at. So we are going to schedule that as soon as possible in the very near future, but floor session will take precedence. So just wanted to make that announcement. Thank you. We are adjourned at 10:21 a.m.